here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of Ring Lardner, born in Niles, Michigan, 1885. Ring Lardner, who said, "Where do they get that stuff about me being a satirist? I just listen." It's the birthday of Michelangelo, born in Caprese, Italy, 1475, who created the Pietà in St. Peter's Basilica and the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, also wrote about 300 poems. And it's the birthday of the man who won a Nobel Prize for Literature and who also said, "I've always been convinced that my true profession is that of journalist," Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, on this day in 1927, author of one of the most important books in Latin American literature, 100 Years of Solitude. He worked for a newspaper in Bogota for many years, wrote at least 3 stories a week, movie reviews, editorials, and then when everyone had gone home for the day, he'd stay in the newsroom and write fiction. He said, "I liked the noise of the linotype machines, which sounded like rain. If they stopped and I was left in silence, I wouldn't be able to work." He started to write short stories. He learned from James Joyce and from Hemingway, and also from Kafka. He said the first line of Kafka's Metamorphosis almost knocked him off the bed. He was so surprised. The first line, "As Gregor Samsa awoke that morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed into a gigantic insect." He told an interview, "When I read the line, I thought to myself that I didn't know anyone was allowed to write things like that. So I immediately started writing short stories." He said it was from James Joyce and Virginia Woolf he learned to write interior monologue, and it was from William Faulkner that he learned to write about his childhood surroundings. His birth town, Aracataca, the model for the fictional village Macondo in 100 Years of Solitude. The book that begins, "Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice." Garcia Marquez said that it was from his own grandmother that he learned the tone that he used in that book. He said his grandmother told stories that sounded supernatural and fantastic, but she told them with complete naturalness, with no expression on her face. He said, "I discovered that what I had to do was believe in the stories myself and write them with the same expression with which my grandmother told them, with a brick face. When I finally discovered the tone I had to use, I sat down for 18 months and worked every day." Garcia Marquez said, "Ultimately, literature is nothing but carpentry. Both are very hard work. Writing something is almost as hard as making a table. With both, you are working with reality, a material just as hard as wood. Basically, very little magic and a lot of hard work involved." Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz. "My bones aren't what they used to be. My eyes ache as if I've been reading an ancient text by candlelight. My back and knees creak. I'm happy if the car starts and I can walk the dogs along the ocean, which looks a little less robust. It replenishes itself with stretching and long cleansing breaths. The sun is another story. It's beginning to show its age. Perhaps we've enjoyed enough springs, and everything is getting a little redundant." Part of a longer poem by Philip Schultz from his collection Living in the Past, published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.